WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. Conversation switches now to the business of aviation and travel. Brian Summers is Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift.com and joins us this morning from Los Angeles via Skype. Brian, let's begin with United Airlines. Some news about the company this week, a new rule about pilots and when they can drink alcohol.
This is an interesting one, Steve. It just happened this week. As you say, United Airlines has told pilots they'll have to wait 12 hours between their last sip of alcohol and when they report for duty to work. So that's an hour, hour and a half before the flight. If you're wondering why now, I'm guessing there's a pretty easy answer to that, although United isn't saying why. People may remember within the last 10 days, a couple of United Airlines pilots were arrested in Glasgow, Scotland, for having too much alcohol in their system to fly. Now, the United Kingdom does have stricter limits than the United States, but nonetheless, there were two arrests. One United Airlines pilot was charged, and it really hasn't been great press for the airline. So about a week after that happened, United changed its rules. In the industry, they call this bottle to throttle, which is kind of an interesting way to describe it. But one thing is that I did speak to Delta, Southwest, American. They still only have an 8-hour rule. So United is going to be stricter in terms of alcohol consumption or at least timing of it than its top main competitors. I will say this, though, people may remember United and Continental merged at this point, almost a decade ago. Before the merger, United had a 12-hour bottle to throttle rule. So we're really just going back in time here to what it used to be.
Brian, as with everything that we talk about, is this really a huge problem given the number of pilots that are involved here? It just feels like these incidents, when they happen, are high profile.
Yeah, I mean, each major airline has, 10,000 pilots. We do hear about this at every airline once or twice a year, which frankly is once or twice too many. But when you talk to the airlines, when you talk to the unions, they don't think that this is that big of a deal. They say that their pilots are professionals. I agree with them. There are certainly a few people out there who may have problems, and it's not good when this happens, Steve. But the incidents are few and far between.
Is there anything passengers can do if we get on a plane to determine whether or not our pilot's been drinking or not, or even our flight attendant for that matter?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you have the opportunity to say, stop. I don't feel comfortable here. I'm worried about my pilot. I'm worried about my flight attendant. I will caution you that airlines take this extremely seriously, right? So sometimes people on the airplane, and frankly, they might be joking. They might be having a good time. And my understanding is if a pilot is accused of being drunk or even close to drunk on the job, even if it's a joke, the airline stops everything, and I think that they call somebody and they try to figure out the situation. So it's not something that you ever want to joke about on a plane, but if you do believe that you're in a situation, yes, you should call somebody's attention to it.
These pilots, when they do get into trouble like this, is this the end of their career? I'm guessing they're in pretty serious trouble.
Yeah, it's funny, Steve. Nobody really talks about what happens after these situations. But yes, I believe that this is generally not good for a pilot's career. There are some pilots who go get help and through some assistance from their union end up flying again. But many don't, or at least they don't fly again for the airline that was employing them at the time.
Brian, Southwest Airlines wants to add more flights to in Denver. Talk to us a little bit about the significance of this and how it might impact all the rest of us.
Yeah, Southwest has about 200 daily flights in Denver right now. They've said that they want to add about 100 more within the next several years. To do that, they will need more gates. United Airlines, Chicago's hometown airline, is still the huge presence in Denver this summer. I think they have about 500 flights a day. Newish United President Scott Kirby has really doubled down in Denver. Denver is a really great place to have an airport, right? It's in the middle of the country, which helps with connecting passengers. It's a very good economy right now. There's some really nice tech stuff happening there. So the tech companies are going to and from Denver. Some of them are based there. And then, believe it or not, Steve, you know, we think about Denver and snowstorms, but and the weather is actually pretty good generally in Denver to run a connecting hub operation. So that helps a lot. And anybody who's been to the Denver airport knows that it's literally built in the middle of nowhere. So unlike in Chicago, where you have neighborhood groups who are worried about airport expansion, and you only have so much space, in Denver they have space upon space upon space. So really good airport, and you know, you may be wondering how Southwest and United could coexist there, especially if Southwest continues to expand. But you know, frankly, they do it in Chicago, and then Chicago, the two of them have to worry about American, which has a hub there as well. So as long as you know the Denver economy stays pretty good, I think that there's definitely room for United and Southwest to coexist.
Does this mean for those of us who fly on Southwest that we will perhaps get more connecting flights through Denver or cheaper flights?
It's possible that you could get cheaper flights in the future. You know, as we talk about always on the show, more capacity generally leads to lower prices eventually. But we do have to remember that what Southwest is doing right now is basically talking through the media about what the airline wants. Southwest does this a lot. Airlines can only grow at these airports if there are gates available. There often aren't gates available. You know how hard it was in Chicago for these airlines to get more gates, which they did recently, but it took many, many years. So there's a lot of negotiations that have to go on before Southwest is going to get the extra gates they need to fly 100 more flights a day. But, you know, I think it could happen.
Brian, this week, a couple of times this week, we've been reporting on the situation in Hong Kong with the airport pretty much closing down for a couple of days, at least a couple of mornings this week. Talk to us about the situation there, how it might impact all the rest of us, and how it's impacting one big airline.
Yeah, the situation in Hong Kong, especially earlier this week on Monday and Tuesday, was not good. People might have seen pictures and videos of protesters rioting in the airport and then riot police coming in. And it's just not the type of thing that you want to see. I mean, I don't know how many of our listeners are going to and from Hong Kong. But you know, Hong Kong Airport is one of the world's largest, biggest connecting hubs. It's like going to London or Toronto or Tokyo. I mean, everybody just assumes that that is a very safe, modern airport. And to see those pictures this week was just horrific for a lot of people. As you and I speak right now, things seem to have gotten back to relatively normal. I suspect that it's going to stay that way. I did speak this week with the senior executive for Cathay Pacific in the Americas. Cathay Pacific is the airline based in Hong Kong. They're gigantic. They fly all over the United States. And he frankly expected that the government would not allow any more protesters at the airport. I mean, this is sort of China. They have that ability. And he seemed to think that it was going to be over for a while. Cathay Pacific's business will probably suffer for a bit. But they're a huge, renowned, historic airline, and I imagine that they'll get things back to normal relatively soon. I'm not an expert in politics. I don't know if you know the rest of the situation is going to be resolved, but I think that the airport situation is going to be fixed relatively soon.
All right. Brian, good conversation as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers from Skift.com. Make sure you follow Skift at Skift on Twitter and Brian Summers on Twitter at Brian Summers. And there's some developing news just as we're ending this conversation with Brian this morning. Cathay Pacific's CEO has resigned this morning after company was blamed for some involvement in some of those anti-China protests in Hong Kong.